From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
Get ahead of your 2025 goals at 33% off with Pluralsight's online technology courses. Learn from highly vetted industry tech experts on cloud, AI, data, security, and more with more than 7,000 courses, hands-on practice and assessments, plus personalized learning paths. Score a six-figure salary by mastering these in-demand skills and get 33% off Pluralsight's individual annual plans until January 6th. Visit Pluralsight.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The State of the Nation's Children Report has found that three quarters of children aged 10 to 17 are happy in their lives. That is representing, though, a significant decrease when it was almost 9 out of 10 in 2018. This is also on the back of what we've been talking about all morning, which is about the fact that children are in increasing numbers no longer attending school. A quarter of primary school children in this country are missing more than 20 days a year. That is a huge increase, more than double what it was pre-pandemic. And indeed, that climbs to even higher, 42%, almost half of children from deprived areas. And for more on all of this, I am joined now by Dr. Patricia Byrne, consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist. Good morning to you, Patricia. These various statistics that we're seeing coming out, that children's happiness is decreasing, that children are attending school less frequently, is this a reflection of something we're seeing in terms of a societal shift? Is this post-pandemic? Certainly the school attendance seems to have, or lack of attendance seems to have rocketed post-pandemic. What's your take on all of this?
Good morning, Kira. Thank you very much for having me on the show. There are many aspects to well-being and mental health, which are very broad, involve social, economic and education. But certainly what we're seeing in this report is very consistent with many international reports, which show a significant decline in mental well-being and youth mental health across the world. And very significantly, since 2010 onwards, there's been decline, but a massive increase in difficulties since pre-pandemic. So we know that these factors are there. There are a number of very, very significant factors that we can think of, let's say, even to understand the last number of years. So we had the COVID pandemic, which had a really detrimental impact on youth and youth well-being and mental health. And as always, these things most disproportionately affect those from lower social economic advantaged areas. So we have in very many things, and the findings are very consistent.
Okay, but this is a significant worry, isn't it? And do you see that the lack of school attendance, in part, is it to do with anxiety, or what is the nub of what's kind of going on?
So there's a number of things which impact young people's well-being and mental health, and impact school attendance. They're very interrelated.
Yeah.
Excellent report by the Ombudsman here, for the Children's Ombudsman here, in 2023, looking at young people's well-being and getting the word from themselves, people themselves. And they cited exam and school pressure as the single biggest negative impact on their mental health, being cited as the top cause among 75% of respondents. They also described bullying in school as a significant difficulty. That was cited in that report by about 50%. And this report itself reported that bullying in school is experienced in recent months by 25% of young people in this report.
But I would imagine, Patricia, just with regard to that, that things like exam stress has always existed, things like bullying has always existed. So is it a case that those things are now getting worse in schools? Or is it a case that children seem to be demonstrating less resilience in terms of dealing with those things that have always sort of been there?
So I think you've hit the nail on the head on two aspects there. So one thing is that we know overall the well-being of young people is declining, and there's a lot of research going in to try and find out the concerns for that. But we also know that COVID has had a really significant impact for young people.
Yeah.
Their schooling was very much affected across the world by multiple lockdowns, and we had many of those here and our things for very good reason and to protect people.
Well, Patricia, I know you're saying that, but and that is the consensus among some people, but we had longer ones than elsewhere. I mean, there is potentially the argument that we went too long, too far and got it wrong.
Oh, look, I don't think any country got it 100% right. And I think anybody who claims they did is being foolish to themselves or to others. But certainly we know that for children, attendance at school became not something routine, but something to do that. We know for children who have particular anxiety disorders that then re-engaging in school after periods of being off school has been increasingly difficult. We know that for our secondary school students now, they are faced with huge exam pressure, which has increased post-pandemic with a massive grade inflation. And I suppose one of the key things I would say in relation to mental health, and if we look at factors that impact mental health, being exams and school pressure, which were always there, but are increased now with increased expectation that everybody goes to college. But also if we look at a balanced life, we know that young people themselves would say that access to hobbies are things that are helpful for their mental health. However, our setup in this country is very much that young people are in school from 9 to 4. They're expected to go home and study for several hours. And entry into third level education is based purely on those exam results.
So their kind of life
time for well-being.
Their life-work balance isn't perhaps what it is. Look, really interesting insights. And thank you very much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. That is Dr. Patricia Byrne, their consultant child and adolescent psychiatrist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart. Creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.